Moncrief on News Talk.
The word brat was suddenly everywhere this summer, initially because of the singer Charlie XCX, but then because it was applied to Kamala Harris. The Collins English Dictionary has chosen it as their word of the year, along with a new definition, which is characterised by a confident, independent and hedonistic attitude. The independent and hedonistic content creator, Pádraig Wilson McCarthy, joins us now. Afternoon, Pádraig.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is that definition, is that about right?
I mean, it's definitely an official and very formal way of putting it, you know. And as you said, the word itself exploded again this summer. And it kind of took on a bit of a new meaning because of Charlie XCX. And the way she's described it is it's more of a way of living, actually. And it's a way of describing some people and the way that they live. So, I mean, while it's explained in that way, I suppose what she said is it's more about embracing your inner messiness. And I suppose it leans into the original meaning and that you're a little bit naughty and that you don't always do what's expected of you. You do what you would rather do. So, for example, we're all told we need to eat 5 portions of fruit and veg every day and we need to sleep for 8 hours and drink loads of water and exercise. Being brat is a bit about doing like things that are a bit more chaotic. So maybe having one too many drinks or, you know, maybe not giving up smoking, even though you probably should do it. Mm. So it's that kind of way. It's about being a little bit more chaotic as long as you're not affecting anybody else in a bad way.
OK. But when you look at a picture of Charlie XCX, you don't think there's someone who doesn't eat their fruit and veg, get a good night's sleep and smoking 100 fags a day.
Well, I mean, she's known for it a bit, like, you know what I mean? She's a little bit loose. I'll say that much about her.
Well, I suppose it's just being young.
It's being
really
young. Yeah. Careless and just kind of just doing what should be done of you rather than the expectations that are put on you.
Yeah. And she was being supportive of Kamala Harris,
yeah,
obviously, but you wouldn't describe Kamala Harris that way.
No,
really.
I think what it was a very clever move from the Harris administration to take on this, particularly during the summer when, you know, she was announced as going to be the candidate or whatever, because it was so big at the time and the younger generation were definitely they were so included in it, and it was also huge online. So there were so many memes that, you know, the Harris administration could get on board with, you know, and it really worked in their favour. I think a lot of young voters in the US will probably have been more engaged in it maybe because of this,
yeah,
and the link that they made.
Yeah, but yeah, as
now,
a young
she's
person,
not very brat, no.
No, yeah, but if, say,
like, arguably Donald Trump could be a bit more brat, but
then
look,
you'd think so. Yeah, actually, come to think of it. Like, between now and Tuesday, if Kamala Harris had a rally and she smoked a cigar and she was wearing a ratty t-shirt, she might kind of lean a bit more into it.
No, I can't see either of them ever getting on board with crop tops, you know, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You've just put the vision of Donald Trump in a crop top into people's heads.
We won't see Donald Trump in a crop top anytime soon, John.
But
you never know. Look, weird things have happened over there.
Thanks for that. Yeah. I work in a secondary school and all the Leaving Cert girls call vaping in the bathrooms brat.
I mean, that's very brat. You know?
That would be brat.
They're not breaking the law, but they're not doing what they should be doing. You know,
they possibly are.
Well, it depends.
Depends how old they are.
Yeah.
You see, but you're right, of course, in that even by me reading that out now, I can feel the emails coming in. From
it's just being a bit rebellious.
Going, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit being a bit rebellious.
Yeah, it is. Now, it wasn't, that was their top word.
Yes, that was the top word, but there was a number of them.
There was a number of them, and era, I've got to say, like, half these words have been around for like centuries.
I will say that's actually totally fair.
You're 22, you're going, oh my God, I've never heard the word era before.
I know, but they've taken on new meaning. So era, I suppose the reason this is re-entered is because off the back of Taylor Swift, another pop girly, right? So she obviously was doing her Eras tour in the last year or so, which was absolutely huge, and during which she was demonstrating or showing off different eras of her music. And I suppose what it means now is it refers to a particular phase that someone might be going through, but rather than it being like a permanent thing, just being like a short-lived thing. So for example, you might hear of people being in their clean girl era at the moment, which means that they're going to the gym and they're eating really well, or they might be in their sober era, which means they're off the drink for a while but they mightn't be off it forever. A lot of people, particularly around South Dublin, might be familiar with their sea swim era during the summer, where they take on sea swimming for a while. And also brat era, if you're a bit messy, you could be in your brat era as well.
So would people then just go, I'm going to be messy, come next March, I'm going to give it up, put a definite line up?
Well, I would like to think that if people are going to be in their brat era, it wouldn't be long lived because it wouldn't be great for your health, you know? A lot of people are just brat for the weekend, Sean.
Yeah. So I suppose they've changed that changes the meaning of era, because up to this, it was like the Paleolithic era, yes, which would have been hundreds of thousands. But now an era, it could be a week.
Yeah, it could be. Exactly. It could be very, it can be very, particularly clean girl era, can be very short lived.
Now, yapping. I didn't even know yapping went out of usage.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's kind of come back. It's had a little renaissance.
I was using it the whole time.
Yeah. And
I'm hip again.
As you should. Yeah. As you should always, always. But do you know what it is? It was kind of something that just took off again and it became a bit of a phrase that people are using. And like, you know, the meaning hasn't changed. Yapping, it's extreme amounts of talking, but I suppose it's more about like getting together with your friends and having a yap. It's kind of having a bit of a gossip, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty, you know, when two people meet and they just don't stop talking. It's exactly that. So you have yapping, you have yap, and you have yappers.
Yeah. Looks maxing. Now that's I suppose, yeah, it's the meaning is implied in the term.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. Look, it does exactly what it says on the tin, as you said. It's basically doing all that you can do to maximise or make yourself as attractive as you possibly can look. So I don't know, if going off and getting your Botox done, probably getting your hair done, getting your makeup done, getting all the bits done and making yourself, I suppose, look as best as you possibly can. That's what looks maxing is.
But that's not derogatory though.
No, not really. No.
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 Now, what, is there a separate term for when it becomes like you've gone too far?
I mean, you could be botched too, like, you know, if you think things too far. But I think looks maxing is kind of something that you would do to make yourself feel like you look the best that you can possibly look.
Okay.
Or they are presented in your best way.
Okay, but if you said someone else was looks maxing, would that be in a complimentary context?
I mean, it depends. I suppose it depends on your tone and your delivery. You know, if someone, you know.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Okay. If you said Mary thinks she's looks maxing, but she's Delulu, would that be derogatory?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you brought in the word Delulu, you definitely wouldn't be in Mary's favour for sure.
No, and Delulu is like deluded.
Yeah, exactly. So Delulu comes from delusion, of course, as well. The only difference here is that sometimes it kind of refers to, like, you know, particularly like if a particular celebrity has a huge fandom. So I will refer to the Swifties, Taylor Swift's fans, for example. Now, I'm very careful what I say because I know that her fans are very passionate about her.
And very close by.
And very close by, always. Yeah. There's always one lurking.
Oh, there is. Yeah. One. I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah, exactly. But it's more about, you know, if they've got this like idea or fantasy about a celebrity, particularly around, like, for example, like Taylor Swift's love life, for example, you know, and making things idealistic realities, I suppose. So you'd be like, they're a bit delulu about Taylor Swift.
Ah, right, I know what you mean.
You know,
yeah. Now, raw dogging used to mean something else, but that's changed
again,
now.
Yeah, again, yeah. Raw dogging is another one that's took on a different term completely this time. And this is actually probably my favourite one. I use it quite regularly. So raw dogging would be like if you are enduring something, right, without entertainment. So, for example, recently I saw a tweet and it was this guy had lost his AirPods or his headphones in the airport, had gotten on a flight, and it was just unlucky for him that the flight was completely sold out. And so he couldn't move seats and his in-flight entertainment wasn't working.
Oh,
so he had to raw dog the flight to the US, which means basically enduring it without any entertainment at all. So he just spent the 7 or 8 hours that he was on the plane just kind of staring at the seat in front of him.
Yeah, but see, raw dogging sounds like you're, you know, being tortured in a, you know, in an internment camp. Like, it's like, oh, I couldn't watch Netflix.
When you consistently have something at the end of your hands and the end of your fingers now, to endure 7 hours without your phone and stuff could be raw dogging.
Yeah, so brain rot is like,
yeah, brain
when
rot.
When you haven't done any raw dogging, and maybe you should do some raw dogging,
brain
it might
rot,
help you clean your brain a bit.
You're dead right. Brain rot is probably the opposite or what comes if you can't raw dog. So I would suffer with brain rot a good bit. It's kind of when you're taking on too much or enduring too much content, basically. So content that doesn't really stimulate your brain. Low value is what I was trying to find there. Mm. Low value content that doesn't really stimulate your brain. Low quality as well. So like when you're kind of just scrolling on TikTok or you're just looking through feeds on Twitter and stuff like that and you're not really gaining anything from it, sometimes you come away from that and you're feeling a bit like your brain's dead, like. So your brain is rotting, basically. You're not doing anything to excite your brain cells.
So is that the equivalent of, I don't even want this drink, but you keep going anyway?
Exactly. Gluttony.
And so when you're brain rotting and you can't put down the phone, what's going on there?
I don't know. Under stimulation, maybe, Sean. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But that's when I sometimes I'm like, maybe I should be raw dogging this, you know?
Yeah.
But see, that's just me. I'm a bit delulu, Sean.
That's that. Yeah.
When
well,
I'm not in my bratty era.
That's a worry. Porrick, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Porrick Wilson-McCarthy there, content creator.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.